I'm here at the second annual Los Angeles Anarchist Book Fair, January 24th, 2010, and I am here with...
Anarcho Paparazzi.
And...
That's my nickname.
And what is your role here today?
Just doing outreach, flyers, website, just doing mass outreach, and hanging out at the information booth.
So you're one of the book fair organizers, right?
Yes, I am. People have been telling me they really like the location compared to the last one. Because last one, it was just too crowded. But here, there's an open space and like different place. And plus, it was an art gallery, like different place to have workshops. And then there was a theater for the political prisoner panel with the microphone all hooked up. And it was much better because last year, it was just too chaotic. Because there was a table, people were talking, you couldn't hear the workshop. It went more smooth this year. And much better, and we got a lot of good response so far, and I'm really happy for the turnout. And earlier there was Aztec dancers. I asked one of my friend who came from Pittsburgh what he thought about this. He used to be in the LA anarchist movement 10 years ago, and he said, you know what, things have changed so much. I go, how is that? It's more diverse now, really diversity. Back in 10 years ago, it was just all punk rockers, but now you have like students coming in here, like college students, activists, organizers, you know, teachers, and lawyers, and like everyone. It's all, you know, it's really diverse, so it's really cool.
I noticed a lot of age variety too, but let me ask you something. What is the reason for doing a book fair as opposed to some other kind of event or action?
People have different reason, like even the collective, we have different reason doing the book fair. Some people are community organizers, they want to organize. Me personally, I want to network with other people, meet new people, and meet organization. I want to network. That's the reason why it's important to organize, because every time when you network with people, you learn things, you learn new ideas and everything.
How is having a book fair conducive to that?
Meet organizations, and like example PM Press, I've been networking with them. So next event, that's going to be Anarchist Cafe. They're going to help out, and they're going to also table there and everything. So we meet all these anarchists from different area, and we meet them. We just starting slowly building things up and networking, and you know, stay in solidarity and stuff. And then collective wise, I have to say this is really awesome. A lot of women put a lot of work to it. Back 10 years ago, it was very different, and I'm really happy with the movement now. Everything.
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles.
And what do you do?
I'm a lifeguard. I'm also I work at a nightclub, different nightclubs and stuff. And I'm also a swim instructor and everything. I've been involved with the anarchist movement since the mid 80s, 1984 to 85, 86, 89. Involved with the 1992 Long Beach Anarchist Gathering, Anarchist Conference. But as time went by, things are really progressing and things are changing now. Back then, we never talked about like community organizing or people of color or anything like that.
What do you think it is that's brought about that change?
I could be wrong, but in my opinion, I travel all over the state too. Mm-hmm. Due to we live in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is so diverse. Another change that made out of this, a lot of us broke out of the punk rock circle. And we reach out to the group. Because back then, even the serious anarchist people will come to the event, and they'll see all just punk rockers and stuff. They can't all connect to that, because it's all just music and, like, you know, protest song. But there's no, like, action or anything like that, besides they go to protest. But there's no actual organizing and stuff, besides they do, like, food not bombs and stuff. I'm not saying everyone's like that, but however, I'm in my early 40s. A couple of my friends are here who used to organize back then. They're in their, like, either early 40s or late 30s and stuff. They're still involved. They may like look like anarchists or alternative, but they look all, you know, but they're still involved, and they're really happy with the event and stuff.
Great. Tell me your name one more time.
My nickname is Anarcho Paparazzi. I don't want to give out my real name.
That's okay.
I don't want to lose my job.
I understand. Thank you so much for your time.
I used to be a healthy lifestyle coach. I'm also certified American Red Cross First Aid and CPR AED, also American Heart Association. I'm also work for the city as well.
Cool.
I have different part-time jobs.